4 points for Martin Messing. And it's another turnover. And Martin Messing is fouled. And this will be a second turnover for Lakers in this quarter, alone for 9 of the night. First team foul of the second half for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Foul goes against number 15, Travis Deering, his second. It'll be Bad Axe ball underneath thrown hoop, left side of your radio. Travis Deering sits down after a 41-second stint in the second half. Drew Scholler back in. Austin Affer goes down the lane, and he gets it to fall.
Notice that Austin Affer went ahead and drove the ball instead of just taking the shot. I think he got the message.
And that's the first lead for Bad Axe since 4 minutes left in the first quarter. They lead 21-19. First 4 points in the second half. Lakers still yet to score. 6:56 left in the third, 21-19 Bad Axe. Seth Bowles, the Drew Scholler, top of the key. Back over to Bowles. Scholler dribbles once over to Brent Wisner, right wing. Bad Axe in the zone defense starting to cause some havoc for the Lakers. Drew Scholler over to Seth Bowles again, passing around the perimeter. Nothing there, Martin Messing.
Not sure how to attack this zone.
Basic gets down to the right block, and we have a held ball, and the possession arrow is favoring the Bad Axe Hatchets.
And that did not put the sophomore in a position for success. I think he needed to go ahead and kick that ball out pretty quick.
21-19, Bad Axe with the two-point lead. 6.5 to play in the third. Martin Messing against Brandon Wisner. Now to midcourt. Taking his time, letting the offense develop. Now to the right wing, but dribbles back to the center. Clark Brady at the free throw line, jump shot, fade away, and gets it to fall.
Oh, that's a pretty shot.
Clark Brady with 9 points, and it's a 4-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets, their largest of the night, 23-19. Over to left wing to Braden Smith, high post to Pasek, back out to Brendan Wisner. Thought about taking the NBA range shot, now he does, and he gets it to fall. Brennan Wisner with his second three of the night. The first one was from 75 feet. This one was from 28.
I think that was child's play. I mean, after all, three-quarter court. And
now he gets the steal. Brennan Wisner goes up, and he is blocked from behind by Martin Messing. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Laker ball.
Yeah, called a clean block. I was wondering if he was going to call the foul on him.
I would say it's a good no-call. I will say that.
I do, too. And plus, I think Martin Messing is the only one with two fouls, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Brent Wisner inbounding, and we have a five-second violation called. And this will be the 10th turnover for the Green and White tonight. 23-22 is a one-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
I'll correct that. Travis Deering for the Lakers has two.
Uh-huh. Martin Messing gets the inbound. Token press from Brennan Wisner. Across the midcourt, right to left across your radio in their home white uniforms. Martin Messing, right elbow jump shot off the mark. Gets his own rebound and put back is no good. Rebound Braden Smith.
Well, those first two misses of the half for the Hatchets.
On the other side, Seth Bowles in transition from the right side. Gets his first 2 points in the night. And Lakers back out on top by 1 point. Five lead changes, four ties in this ball game so far. Lakers has led a majority of it. Down to the right block to Arntz, back out to Austin Affer, left elbow. Jump shot is good, despite no arc whatsoever. 25-24.
I think that was his third option. Don't go right, don't go left. Okay, let's just go ahead and pop it.
Mark, Brennan Wisner in trouble, and we have a timeout called by Ron Schwarzenegger and the Lakers. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the WLW Sports Network. 24 for Lakers, but 25 for the home Bad Axe Hatchets.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
I feel free.
Lakers inbounds, and immediately we have a travel called on Braden Smith. And they get his ball back to Bad Axe. That is now the 11th turnover for the Elkton Pigeon Bay Poor Lakers. The wheels aren't starting to fall off, but they're hinting at it. 25-24, Bad Axe leading by 1 point. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Martin Messing against Brendan Wisner. Down into the right corner, pulls up for the long two, and he falls for two.
That is just impossible to stop.
6 points for Martin Messing, 4 in this quarter. 27-24, Bad Axe by 3 points. Brendan Wisner at the top of the key. 4-15 left in the third. Gets a screen to his left from Pasek. Now to the left wing. And Pasek setting up for another screen. This time to the right. Wisner, top of the key. Over to Pasek, left wing. Nothing there. And now he starts his dribble. Down to the baseline, jump stop, goes up for the shot. No good. Wisner bails him out. And he goes up, but he traveled with it. Shoveled his feet in the fifth turnover for Lakers in this quarter alone.
I love the matchups on this, though. You know, smart move on Coach Krug to put his best defensive ball player, and that's Ryan Holeski, on Brendan Wisner.
Lakers showing some press. Martin Messing bringing it up with authority. 3:48 left in the third is a three-point ball game. Bad Axe 27, Lakers 24. Ryan Holeski in the right elbow, or right block. Can't get the bank shot to fall and rebound Lakers. Right wing, Nick Siegfried. Thought about taking three, instead passes down to Pasek in the right block. Back out to Siegfried, right wing again. Dribbling around, back to Scholler, top of the key. Seth Bowles, left wing. He thought about taking the three, does not. Instead gives it to Brennan Wisner against Ryan Holeski. 3:20 left in the third, screen from Pasek to the left. On the give and go, down to the right block, and he stepped out of bounds when he tried to bring that pass. Another turnover for the green and white, and we have substitutions coming in. Number 25 for Bad Axe, that would be Austin Mosak. And number 11 for Bad Axe, that's Brennan Jurgis, replacing Ryan Holeski.
When Pasek gets that pick and roll play correct, that is going to be such a devastating weapon for the Lakers.
So out there for the hatchets right now. We have Martin Messing, Clark Brady, Brandon Jurgis, Austin Mosak, and number 31, Austin Effer. Martin Messing with the ball, top of the key, 3 minutes to go in the third. They lead by 3 points, 27-24. They trailed at half by 2 points, 19-17. Brandon Jurgis feeds it in to Mosak. Back out to Jurgis for three, right wing, short. Gets his own rebound. The layup is in. Brendan Jurgis with 5 points, his first point since the early in the first quarter. It's a 5-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets, largest of the night, 29-24. Scholler dribbling the top of the key, gives it to Brendan Wisner at the right elbow. Picks up his dribble to Smith, right wing. Nothing there. Inside the lane, Scholler goes up for the layup right side, and it falls. Scholler with 4 points. 29-26, Bad Axe leading by 3 points, 2:15 left in the third. Martin Messing at the point, being guarded by Brendan Wisner per usual. Dribbles to his right at the right elbow. Brings it back out. Resets the offense. Hatchets now with a lead in no hurry at all. Mosak, right block extended. Now back to Messing, left elbow. And they're going to call him out for a travel. Appears to be a clearance sale of sorts on travel calls in this third quarter.
This is a well-called game. You know, I don't even notice the officials.
Brendan Jurgis sits down. He is replaced by, well, let's see here. We're not sure. Holeski, we'll call it that. Thanks, Jake Kennedy, for that one. At the top of the key, Brendan Wisner over to Siegfried to the right wing into the right corner to Smith. Smith against Affer. And the pass is picked off by Ryan Holeski.
Little help.
Seventh turnover for Lakers in this quarter alone. 14 on the night. 90 seconds left in the third quarter. Ryan Holeski with the ball on the right wing. Being guarded by Scholler. Back up to Affer to the left wing. Clark Brady just shy of the three-pointer, and it's in for two. Clark Brady with 11 points, leading the way for the Hatchets. Back out to that five-point lead. 31-26, 1:15 left in the third quarter. Brendan Wisner spinning his way into the lane, goes up for the shot, and count it, and one. Brendan Wisner going for the old-fashioned three-point play. That's his fifth point of this quarter for 10 in the night.